Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his nearness to attain his qurb, to attain his ma'rifah, to attain his nearness. Allah has given us many different forms of worship, many different types and methods of worship. There are many paths, there are many ways through which we can attain, the human being can attain Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah's muhabbat. One path to attain Allah Ta'ala's love is very ajeeb and unique and very nice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in order to attain Allah's ma'rifah, a nice way, a unique way, a beneficial way, and that is love itself. That is love itself. In other words, to attain Allah Ta'ala's love, to demonstrate love, to attain Allah Ta'ala's love. In other words, if we understand that to attain Allah Ta'ala's love, the path itself is love and you will attain love. So if you embark and travel and go along the journey of love, the path of love, you will attain love at the end. And love itself is a very beautiful method in order to attain Allah Ta'ala's love itself. Now if we see here, it seems easy, or it should be easy if we want to get near to Allah. And a person should go on this path of love and he will get close to Allah. And he will get the qurb of Allah, the nearness to Allah, the intimacy with Allah. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim, and the narrator is Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Because every companion had a different style and method and character. And Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu had his own style, his own method. He was unique, great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was famous from amongst all of the companions that this sahabi is like a darvish, very engrossed in remembrance and simplicity, humbleness, and Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen gave him mashwara that, Hazrat, you do this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's passing away, Amirul Mu'mineen said, the way you live and your style is better for you that you go and live in isolation. And Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghafari radiallahu anhu was such a companion that he left Medina, the town, and he lived outside Medina in a village, outside of Medina, on his own. And that's where he passed away. Eventually, and he was a great dervish, great wali of Allah, great, so close to Allah. He lived the life of Aqir, simple life. He used to present those statements within which we'd see the Prophet ﷺ's lifestyle, which was humble and simple, no extra, no lavishness, no comforts and luxuries. And he loved the Prophet ﷺ immensely. There are many hadith that demonstrate this. And once it occurred, the Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghafari radiallahu anhu, in his extreme love, in his ishq, in his closeness to the Prophet ﷺ, he said, قُلْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الرجل يحب يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم O Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم I think and I'm requesting and I think that is there any person if there is a person and he loves somebody if he loves somebody else subhanallah say subhanallah that what an ajeeb question yeah he said if there's somebody and he has love for somebody else because obviously this occurs knowingly unknowingly and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam he asked that if somebody loves somebody else in other words that the basis of love he's hinting which love that can there's such a love for example that without if you don't see the person who's your beloved if you don't see that person you're not satisfied when you see that person you're happy you want to listen to his words and you feel like you just sit with that person all the time and you are remembering that person and you're desperate to be in that person's company when you're away from his company and everything you're willing and ready to give all of your efforts in that person's love and if service you want to give extreme service as much as possible maximum and to please that person you'll do any action and you won't want to earn that person's displeasure. This is love, isn't it? If you love somebody, these are the, you could say, criteria. Whatever that person, your beloved, says, you will practice, you will carry it out, you will obey what that person says and implement it. You will be immersed in that person's color and the love in the form. So this is the love, that this is what Hazrat Abu Dharr was mentioning, that if somebody attains this love for somebody else, and then he said, but the thing here is that you can love somebody like this. And who? Ar-Rajala. And it could be a special man. A special man. What does this mean? The hint here, what did he say here? Is that it may not be that somebody in the dunya, immersed in the dunya. Ar-Rajula. That person who is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A special person, mashallah. Here now the path is opening. Subhanallah. This is the worship, the ibadah that he is prescribing us. He was a dervish and he's speaking on the intimate things, the small detail that gets us close to Allah. He said, not just some normal love with a normal person, that the person who Allah loves, he loves that person. That person's close to Allah. And if I love that person, Zahir, obviously, who's he speaking about? That through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah and permission, we will have love for somebody. And love, as I said, then the hal, that the person becomes so engrossed and occupied in the love for the beloved, so engrossed and in love that he has no other awareness and thinking and feeling, and he's always thinking about his beloved and thinking about his beloved and hoping for the beloved's company, preparing for the company. And this love can come. Remember Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi, the Khalifa, mashallah, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi had many khulafa, and every one of the khalifas was great and supreme, and every khalifa was fanaful shaykh, engrossed in the love of the shaykh. Obviously they would implement this hadith, they would follow this sunnah. From one of the khalifas, there was one unique and special khalifa, Maghzub, and he was a sha'ir, and I speak about him regularly, and he had beautiful poems that he wrote, and his ishq, his love, that everyone was agreed, all the khulafa were agreed, qail, that nobody can go surpass the love of Maghzub rahmatullahi. And he wasn't some normal person in that day and age, he was a commissioner at that time, this time, he was a CSP officer. At that time, you know, this generation, this was the old days I'm talking about, when the British Empire in India, the Indian subcontinent was one. And he was a big officer, big profession. And he saw his sheikh and love suddenly came to his heart. Because as I said, when love comes into the heart, nothing can stop it. So he fell in love with his sheikh, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi. And because he had love, then the form and the style and the mannerism, the behavior of his sheikh rubbed off onto him. And then sometimes in his love, he would write or recite such couplets and verses about his sheikh. And he would demonstrate and show his love, illustrate his love. And he'd say that, my desire, O Jan-e-Mand, my beloved, that I be in front of you, and I pass in front of you, and I pass away in front of you. Such couplets, that this is my deep desire, my beloved, that I am in front of you, I pass away in front of you. Maybe not in front of you physically, maybe not in your footsteps, but at least where you've passed by, that I pass by those places. This was his couplet, his verse that he mentioned. You understand what I'm saying? Here he's saying that to his sheikh, that my teacher, my beloved sheikh, I feel like that I'm always in your company. Even if I die, then you're in front of me when I pass away. I want you to be that close to me. And if after dying, my hazrat, my heart feels that if I, where you are, where you live, if I'm not there, if I'm not buried there, if people cannot bury me, then at least bury me in such a place where you pass by regularly. Bury me in that place, my mazar, my grave, so that when you pass by, I can keep seeing you. Subhanallah, these deep thoughts, the ishq, the love contained here. And this is the sort of demonstration of ishq. And this was his ibadah, this was his worship. And he said that I feel like I have love for somebody. And he didn't say the name, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He said that, can I get love of such a person? Such a love like this and this. But he said one more point, وَلَا يَسْتَتِعُ. وَلَا يَسْتَتِعُ يَلْحَقَ بِعَمَلِ. Look, what a path is opening up for the believers. If we make niyyah to Allah, if we can do this ibadah, we will also be successful. That's why I'm reciting this hadith to you. We're not here for nothing. We're not here to just have a chit-chat, are we? The reason why we're here to discuss it, Allah Ta'ala, give us a path. Tell us a method that we can get near to you. We know, we don't know if my prayers accepted, is my dhikr accepted, is my Quran recitation accepted, my hajj and zakah is accepted. So let's take this path, Allah. Maybe this path will suit us and we'll get some wood. It's not necessary that ibadah that we do, that will be accepted. Maybe this path of love, if we practice this worship of Allah, said that the action of love itself can attain love at the end of it. So maybe this passion, desire, if we have for love, to have love for somebody, for Allah Ta'ala's sake, Ar-Rajula, some special man who loves Allah and Allah loves him, and he is a wali of Allah, and if we have love for that person, then maybe we'll get close to Allah. So he made it even clearer now in this hadith. He said that the sinner, وَلَا يَسْتَتِعُ أَيْ يَلْحَقَ بِعَمَلِ. That, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the point here, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that I need love on this level, that totally just like I've asked you, but this is difficult, isn't it? To have this that he is the beloved of Allah and he has a high status. He is close to Allah. Look where he is and look where I am. I'm so low down and I'm weak. I don't have deeds that are great and I don't have salah and ibadah that can equate to his or be on that level. And I have yaqeen that his darajat, his levels are very high and close to Allah. He's pious. His maqam that Allah Ta'ala has given to him here in this world and the hereafter, he's a great man. But what can I do? My heart doesn't feel that I should leave that person's company. I've given my heart to him. He's my beloved. So this is a deep situation. Nor can I see that I am on the same level as that person and I can't get close to his level and status and piety. But I have love for that person. But I also have the connection with the person. But there's nothing that's equivalent between us. He is very high and I'm very low. He is pious and I'm weak. I'm a sinner. And the Prophet ﷺ is listening to his companion, radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah ﷺ is it? He said, now tell me, O Prophet of Allah ﷺ, so what will happen to that person who has love for that pious person when he can't even get to his status? Has he got any consequences or conclusion or end point for his love? Allah's Nabi ﷺ listened to Hazrat Abu Darr and said that you are speaking about love. And mashallah, he was a very humble servant. Do you understand in which context he was speaking? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, Abu Darr, your question is great and I really like what you're saying. But listen, that man, who is that person? Wa'anta, wa'anta, is that you? You are speaking about, who is that person? That Allah's Nabi ﷺ spoke direct. Wa'anta, is that you, this person that you're referring to, has the love for that pious person? Or the good person? Wa'anta ma'aman? Listen, ahabbataka. That I'm Allah's Rasul, I am the Prophet of Allah ﷺ, and I tell you that you will be with that person who you love. You will be with that person you love, even if your deeds are not similar to his, even if your maqam is lower than his. But this is an ibadah. Love, to love somebody. That's why I'm saying, brothers, that this worship action, if we grab the hold of this action, that if we love somebody who's good, then what can we lose? Is there anything to lose? And we're weak. And we ask Allah, give me such a person that I can see him and he sees me and we have love for each other. Alhamdulillah, this happens. Good people, this is not something far from our achievements, because Allah Ta'ala is the one who instills the love. But Allah Ta'ala, we have to have near. That Allah, I want to get near to you, and there are many paths to get close to you. I'm weak, I'm fragile, I'm weak in practice, but I've heard from a sahabi, from Allah himself, when he said this, wa anta, and he said, don't worry. Rasulullah said, don't worry, I know this is you, who you are referring to yourself. Ma'aman, now tell me, you will be with that person who you love. Then at that time, the ashik, when he heard this, then the mashuk, he opened up suddenly. He said, now if the secrets open and unraveled, Allahu Akbar, an hubbullah, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then now you decide, O Prophet of Allah. But I will say to you now that I love you. You are my sheikh, you are my teacher. Allah Ta'ala has put into my heart love for you, and this is the love he made apparent. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already stated that you will be with that person who you love. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is such an ibadah, my friends, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah is ajeeb and beautiful practice. And this is khalis, pure ibadah. Those people who are mukhlis, who are sincere and pure, and they have love for someone else. Look here at the rule, that if you have love for somebody else, and you tell that person that I love you, and I will give my all for you, and that and this is my love for you, my emotion, and I apparently, openly, the person says I love you for the sake of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, we should do dua to Allah that Allah gives us this path. He opens this path for us, that in the dunya there are many beloved servants of Allah, and we need sincerity of everything. And love, as I said to you, that there is love, and what sort of love it should be. Then a person should see, he should be just like that person who he loves. Alhamdulillah, should be sincere with ikhlas and love that person with sincerity. Then that love will not go to waste. It will not go to waste. That this love, this action of love, will surpass all the other ibadah. If you love a wali of Allah, a person who is close to Allah, this love will surpass all the other actions. And the Prophet ﷺ gave the guarantee that wherever this person is, whichever maqam he's on, that he will get to the maqam of that person he loves. And look at the reaction of love, that in the dunya it will drag the person for the sake of Allah, and it will drag the person towards Allah in the hereafter as well. So let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala introduces us to such an insan, a human being, that we love him for the sake of Allah, with sincerity, and in the context of this hadith, alhamdulillah, that this is a brilliant way of attaining Allah Ta'ala's nearness. If we get the tawfiq, if a human being gets the ability to love somebody for the sake of Allah, and you have love in your heart, and it's genuine love, knowingly and only. Sometimes it happens that you know that this person is the beloved of Allah, but you haven't got love for that person because the dunya, the love of the dunya has overwhelmed you. And this happens, isn't it? The dunya, the attraction of the dunya, and there's impurities on your heart. You know that this is a wali of Allah. But you don't have that love that's been explained this hadith, that as soon as you see that person, you love that person, and you should give your heart to that person. But he gives his heart, he says, okay. And this is a high maqam, isn't it? You can't just get it within a second, that you see somebody, you love that person straight away. Alhamdulillah, that this daraja, this status is attained. Especially Allah Ta'ala gives it to people. But on the second level, Allah says that you stay in the company of that person for some time. Then you say, oh, that's it. I'm not going to leave the company of this person. I'm going to stick to this person. But there's a second condition here. What is that? If you don't get these feelings, and you know though in your heart that this person, my heart feels that this person's good, but I can't get that feeling of love for this person, then there's a second method here, a step, that to attain that love, to get that love for that person, then do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray that Allah, please insert the love of this person to my heart, and my love, the love for me into his heart. And this is another way. Ask from Allah. Allah has given a dua. Though Allah, give me your love and give me the love of those people who you love. Ahabba. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us this in a hadith, that fair enough, sometimes you recognize, identify people or a person who's good and you want to have love with them, connection, sohbat with that person. You can't get to that level, you can't do amal on what he's saying, and you can't have those emotions in your heart, but you desire that you want the love of that person. Then Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in your dua, ask for this love. This is also ibadah. That Allah, that I'm not going to worship that person, is it? But this is your servant, he's your beloved, and I love this person, and you promised, and this is also a big ibadah to sit in his company, to listen to his words, to serve him, to do his khidmat, to meet him with ikhlas, with sincerity, to please him, to worry about his happiness, just for your sake, Allah. For whose sake? Allah's sake. Just like you pray salah, you're praying salah to Allah. When you prostrate, it's for Allah. When you read Quran, it's for Allah. The same way, Allah, that I want to serve this person for your sake, Allah. And I have no other objective, not to please him, not attain his friendship, so for the sake of dunya or the world, no. Allah is for your sake. Allah Ta'ala said that if you love my servant, who I love, Allah Ta'ala says, if you love that person, then Allah says, I will start to love you also. So this is the precondition. So this is the second method. That if, for example, you know somebody is good, but you can't increase your love for that person, and unknowingly, even if you get the love for a wali of Allah, that even is a great achievement. For example, the first step is in one side, you fall in love with that wali of Allah. That's Allah's karam and mercy, and great, great ni'mah, great gift that Allah Ta'ala drags you automatically to that person's company and love and assistance. But if you see that I've come to the company of that person, I'm in his company in majlis, etc., but in my heart there's still munafiqat, nifaq, and I don't have genuine love for him, then don't leave that path. Remember this. This is a very great path. And don't be lacking in hope or desire. Keep on working. Keep on working. And even pretend. You can even pretend that, and do dua to Allah at the same time in parallel. But understand that, oh, there's no point in me living this path. That there's something lacking in me. That I can't attain this person's love the way I should. There's nothing lacking in the wali, in the friend, in the person who's beloved to Allah. But there's something lacking in me. My love is weak. My conviction is weak. Allah Ta'ala has given this hadith through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah, give me your love. And give me the love of that person who loves you. Subhanallah, yes, this is a great hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, so that I can get such an amal that takes me close to you, near to you. Subhanallah. So when I see that I'm weak, on the form of it, on the outside, it looks like it's very easy to attain love. There's no argument here. This is the situation between the beloved and the person who loves the beloved, and that they see each other, and the same example of Hazrat Maghzoob Rahmatullah, there's such sha'ir and poems and couplets and verses he wrote about his Shaykh Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah, and a person gets amazed at what ishq he has, that through the poems, and Hazrat Thanwi Rahmatullah would listen with such love and enjoyment to the verses that his student had recited, and he used to appreciate, this is my ashik. He's the ashik of Allah. He loves Allah, but he has taken hold of this path to attain my love through reciting the verses and praising his teacher. Remember, my brothers, that this is a path that will make a person enjoy himself so much. And this is the Sahabi Hazrat Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, the true ashik, the lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who asked about this, and how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking near the Uhud mountain, and Hazrat Abu Dharr was walking, it's the evening time. Look at the scene. And who's walking? That a companion who's in love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody else. Darkness. The sun is about to set. Alhamdulillah. And it's like Maghrib time, and darkness is about to spread, and both are walking. Where? In the open wilderness, subhanallah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Abu Dharr, Abu Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, he replied. And look at this hadith now. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that now here they are talking, discussing, and he knew that this is my companion, he's my ashik, he loves me, and there was closeness between the two. And here the strengthening of the love is happening here. This was ibadah. Rasulullah said, Abu Dharr, he said, yes, O Prophet of Allah. He said, have you seen this mount of Uhud? And he stated this hadith, have you seen this hadith? He said, I was watching, looking at the mount of Uhud, and the darkness was coming, the sun was setting, but in front of me was the mount of Uhud, the mount of Uhud. And he said that here Rasulullah today is mentioning Uhud, and here is the discussion, the dialogue between the beloveds, and there's no other companion. And here the muhaddithin, the scholars, have analyzed this hadith and commentated on the hadith, and suddenly this has come into my mind, and they both are looking at the mount of Uhud. And he said, I looked at Uhud Sharif, as Abu Dharr says, and he said, I thought that was his love. He said, this mountain, when I'm being pointed towards this mountain, and Rasulullah said, Abu Dharr, and I said, yes, O Prophet. And Rasulullah said, are you looking at this mountain? And he said, now I thought that I am being told here that what is the order that's coming for me here? About to come. May not be that I can't fulfill this order. Maybe I will be given a duty that Rasulullah is telling me something, or is about to tell me something, is coming into his mind. That maybe the Prophet of Allah is about to give me a duty, that go and do this duty. And maybe, how quickly will I fulfill that duty? Go on to the Mount of Uhud, then it will be evening and darkness, then I have to come back. He's just suddenly thinking, and I'll have to come back suddenly. And he said, I was lost in these thoughts, that why is my Ashik, my beloved, going to tell me? But it's impossible that I don't fulfill his order. Look at this hadith, subhanAllah. He said, it's impossible that if he tells me something, and I can't do it, Allah, this mountain's far away, and the sun setting, darkness is about to come. If Rasulullah tells me something and I can't reject or refuse, so in his mind these thoughts are revolving, rotating. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. What ishq and love. And this is the love between the sheikh and the murid, the teacher and the student. The question didn't arise that he would reject. He said, I'm kept on looking at the mountain. Then the call out came. The call came. The Abu Dharr, the point is here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he, to me, he gives me equivalent to this mountain, silver and gold. Do you know what I'd do? And he said, oh Prophet of Allah, what would you do? Rasulullah said, what I would do is that before the evening falls, before the sun set and the darkness come, the whole mountain equivalent to that, the gold and the silver, I'd give away in sadaqah. Oh, and Abu Dharr was listening clearly. But he said, 3 dinar. How many would I keep behind? How many? Say loudly. 3 dinar. I would keep aside to myself for this reason, that maybe I owe somebody something. So if he comes to me and asks, then I don't give him a bad answer. Then I'd give these 3 dinar to that person, that I owe that person. And now as Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu heard this, and the discussion ended. And the whole life long, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu lived his life on this basis platform. The muhaddithin write that what point was made here? This was greatness here. The Hazrat Abu Dharr radhiyallahu anhu had this. He had a desire that me. He didn't say that not every man has to do this, that it's farz on everyone to have this standard, that just keep 3 dinar and give everything else away. This was his style. That's why Amirul Mu'mineen said, Abu Dharr, it's better that you leave the city. You've heard this directly. You're the ashik, you're humble servant, simple, sincere. But these words will be difficult for everybody else to implement. Not everybody else will be able to implement this sort of this style and mannerism of the Prophet ﷺ. So for the rest of his life till his death, this was the event of how he died and who recited the janazah. Just like Amirul Mu'mineen said, you will go into the isolation, into the wilderness jungle, but your janazah, Rasulullah ﷺ told him that this will happen to you at the time of your death. And this is the ashik, the lover, and the greatness of the lover. In every companion had a link and an attachment, and his link, his attachment was ishq. And what ibadah did he take hold of? Muhabbat, love. Just like the sheikh has different students, different companions. Some student does different ibadah, another student does more of different ibadah, and somebody does a different ibadah worship, and all of them will be accepted. And the ashik, the murid, who is fallen in love with the teacher, and he takes the line of love. Just like this, ajiz, this humble servant, had this practice. I was very weak, I couldn't do much ibadah, but I had sha'ir, and I was a poet, and I used to write the sha'ir and the poems and the verses when I'd see Hazrat. Then I would implement my ibadah, which was ishq and love for my sheikh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But I didn't fail, alhamdulillah. And you can consider that this is not an easy path. This is a very severe path, a difficult path. To have the love of the Shaykh is very hard. But I know that alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, due to the fadl of my Shaykh, many tests came. That ishq is what allowed me to pass at those challenges and tests. Only ishq in my heart, true ishq, could allow me to pass. Otherwise, a normal person, the question didn't arise. Everyone would fail. With Hazrat, all the murids, the khalifas, the time came, everyone failed. Wahid, one man was stood there, night, 3 a.m, subhanallah. My sheikh called out. Everyone was sleeping. It was so much silence and like wilderness. Somebody called out, is there anyone who can take me and do wudu? to assist me in doing wudu. Alhamdulillah, everyone, nobody slept. Nobody, but I didn't sleep. And Ishq never let me sleep. But there's so much taste this. And it looks like this is a lot of mujahida and struggle. But subhanAllah, it was easy. Hazrat, in front of the Kaaba, I looked and did a rajeeb dua for me. Alhamdulillah, in one maqam, at one stage. So I remember that time that the wudu of Ishq, I had love at that time. Such a great Sheikh Arif Billah, Hazrat Ali Murtaza Rahmatullah, and the Kaaba, the Haram, the night time, and there's so few people doing tawaf and an ashik, a lover, and he's saying to his beloved that he's going and assisting his sheikh to do wudu. I remember that time, that day, that we left the Haram and we left the Dodhar, and Hazrat sat on the stairs, and Hazrat said to me and gave me his staff and his blessed slippers, and I embraced them to my chest because Hazrat was weak. And then I took his blessed blanket and I put that to one side, and then Hazrat took his hands out, and I was assisting him doing wudu, and he was doing wudu with the dua, say subhanallah, subhanallah, and I was crying and weeping. It was total isolation, alhamdulillah, the night time, total wilderness. Imagine in Ramadan, everyone's sleeping, quickly after Taraweeh, nobody is awake, everyone's tired, you have to wake up, and Taraweeh, you are tired from Taraweeh. At that time, this is the drama that was unfolding at that time. Hazrat was doing fresh wudu, alhamdulillah, quietly in isolation. I was awake from some nights, Hazrat was awake, and I was awake, nobody knew, and there were 60 khulafa of Hazrat at that time, 60 companions, and great ulama, muftis, sheikhs themselves, they were lovers, but none of them was with us. They're just this ajis and useless person. MashaAllah, this person, humble person, was there. I'm just talking about ishq and love. And if somebody wants, they can take hold of this path as well. They were there as well. The ashiks and the khulafa, the khalifas who had made niyyah, they had done tawaf. Somebody's doing tawaf, somebody's doing worship, somebody's reading nafl, someone's reading Quran, everyone's doing the ibadah. And I used to look at the face, beloved face of Hazrat, because this hadith proves that this is ibadah as well. And this is that base, everyone has that basis. So Hazrat Abu Dharr had this style. Hazrat Umar Radhiyallahu Anhu was different. You see this. So what did he do? Subhanallah. So he said three dinars, subhanAllah. He didn't fail. His whole life he kept this principle, his whole life, the three dinars he kept aside, that maybe somebody will come and ask me, now I'll give this money that I owe to that person. So anyway, this is the ashik, he was the ashik, alhamdulillah. So this is also a path, my friends, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, that he takes us to his nearness. We love somebody for the sake of Allah, to get close to Allah ta'ala's love. For any type of love, so test yourself, challenge yourself. That is, if there's something that's hard, that this path is very difficult, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we get the love of somebody. Because this path is very enjoyable and full of passion and desire, and you get enjoyment through this. There's poems and poetry and couplets and verses and deep and love, engross the student in the love of the teacher. May Allah ta'ala make this easy for us. And ikhlas is attained through this, and sincerity is attained through this, and humbleness is, and very few tawafs I did. When Hazrat was present and was living, I did very few tawaf. I did one umrah, I did no extra tawafs, I didn't do any khadam of Quran in the sohbat. I would listen to what Hazrat used to say, but subhanAllah, gives me so much through the sohbat. Hazrat said to me once himself, alhamdulillah, never did Hazrat say to me, stand up, go and do this ibadah, this worship. Hazrat Sahib knew that when you love somebody, Hazrat Sahib knew that this man is here in my sohbat, in my company, I'm not eating, he's not eating. And Hazrat 3 days was hungry, I was 3 days hungry. Hazrat from morning till night didn't drink water, I didn't drink water. Hazrat Sahib didn't sleep, I wouldn't sleep. Subhanallah, I tell you, this was ibadah. This was the worship. I took hold of this ibadah. If you take this, you can take this, alhamdulillah, and the path is open. The path is open. This is not delay in this. There's no delay in this. No, I made a mistake, or I couldn't wake up. This is not ishq. These are not the games. These are not the dramas. I couldn't open my eyes. I was about to come, but couldn't reach the lahulu. This is a waste. It's a waste. That this path, if you want to follow this path, then with every ibadah you need ikhlas. If you want Allah Ta'ala, through salah you want to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, then you should have ikhlas in the salah, the way Allah likes. If you want to attain Allah's nearness through sadaqah, then in sadaqah you can attain Allah's nearness. Then you should be sincere in your sadaqah. If you want Allah Ta'ala's nearness through your Quran, then you'll attain Allah's nearness through your Quran. If you want Allah Ta'ala's nearness through serving the masjid, then serve the masjid, you'll attain Allah's nearness. But high class implementation of that ibadah, whichever ibadah you select and you practice, what do you need in that? High class, high degree of sincerity. You need to sacrifice your time, your efforts. You need to sacrifice your efforts. You need to give away your nafs, your desires. You'll have to crush your desires. That's it. Take any deed. And you practice everyone according to your taste and enjoyment. Somebody through Quran, through salah, through tilawat, through recitation, through nafl, through sadaqah. As I said before, that there are many paths and ways and ibadat. So take one that suits you, that you like, and this will be the path of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll attain Allah ta'ala's love. So this is where you will attain Allah's nearness. But you need to practice this to a high degree. If someone says, I love Allah, and I'm doing all of my ibadat for Allah's love, and I'm doing this and that and it's halal. No, I couldn't do this. I couldn't wake up in the morning. What kind of, the sheikh is calling you? No. I had to come, but it was difficult for me. What can I say? No excuses. What excuse can we present there? That even if the night passes, I say, and you tell me yourself that the two nights a person who's waking up and he's in the fasting month and in Makkah in the severe heat, and you know how hot it is, there's nothing to eat or drink. And 2 days have passed. And a person's alert, which maybe my shaykh will ask me something. Alhamdulillah, such a test came. He asked, and Allah Ta'ala gave me such a great gift to have such a great ni'mah, gift of Allah in the Kaaba, the house of Allah, to assist the wali of Allah to do wudu. You cannot understand that the jaliyat and the jalwa and the nearness to Allah that is attained. So this is also high class ibadah. So if you want to come to this path and do it this way, then you shouldn't waste time there. Waste your time. No, don't go left and right. Be straight and forget the drama. Select the ibadah that I want to attain Allah's nearness, and how am I going to attain Allah's nearness? Whichever path suits you. Waking up in the night, I like this. Then wake up in the night and wake up in such a way the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to. The Allah Ta'ala says, when I see you, when I desire, I see you, I call to you. Whenever my rahmah wants to give to you, you should be awake all night long then to attain my rahmah, my mercy, and then take the enjoyment. Allah says, whenever I call you in the night, whenever my rahmah calls you and directs you, then don't see that, oh, you're sleeping, or this is up and you feel dozy and sleepy. If you want to come through this path, then all night long you'll have to stay awake. And Allah Ta'ala says that this is my sift, my quality. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't sleep, nor do I go to sleep, or nor do I wait for anybody. Allah Ta'ala says, this is the sift. Allah says, you also awake, and there are such walis of Allah who passed away. There are examples of these. And if the person has no path, no way, then what will be his hal? That person's question, is there any path that we have? Think here for a second. So, that for example, I'm throwing here the coin into your coat, the take hold of a path. And which path have we taken? I'm throwing the ball into your court. The ball into your court. Say, Allah, which path have we taken? Which path have we selected? Which ibadah have we selected? Otherwise, we're wasting our time. We see people passing away from the world all day long, all the time. And we're not learning from this. Select an ibadah, select a path, a method. Where do you want to go? And then stand on that path. And follow that path. The way that Hazrat Abu Dharr said that, what is my path through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Clearly that I love you, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the sake of Allah. That's it. And don't ask me about any ibadah. If you want to ask me about ibadah, then ask me about the point of love, the practice of love. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him 3 dinar that practice. And Allah's Nabi sallam, can anyone do ibadah equivalent to the Prophet of Allah sallam? Can anyone do a mujahidah equivalent to the Prophet sallam? Imagine, this is ishq. The rest of his life he passed and he just kept 3 dinar aside. And when he died, passed away, I don't have time, otherwise I could tell you the way that he passed away. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghafari radiallahu anhu. Look at this. How his janazah was observed and how the janazah salah was observed. Which sahabi came from where? And how he was sent there. This is ishq. The proof of the love. So we need to think what we are going to do. Are you going to think? You're not going to think, is it? Those who want to think, say subhanallah loudly. Subhanallah. You're not sleeping, are you? You listen to what I'm saying? Or are you feeling sleepy? Subhanallah, mashallah. Okay, may Allah Ta'ala give the tawfiq. Ameen.